Sources say Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky could meet with U.S. President Donald J. Trump as early as Sunday to discuss ways to end Russia's nearly four-year-long war against Ukraine, Europe's deadliest conflict since World War II. Zelensky has said that sensitive issues, including any possible compromise on territory, must be discussed at the level of heads of state. Kiev has long sought a face-to-face meeting with Trump. The Ukrainian leader told viewers he has been encouraged by recent talks between Ukrainian officials and representatives of the U.S. administration. We also spoke for nearly an hour with representatives of the President of the United States of America. We spoke with Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. And it was truly a good conversation, he says. Zelensky faces growing pressure to secure a peace deal as millions of Ukrainians spend Christmas without electricity after Russian strikes on energy infrastructure killed civilians and caused widespread power outages. At least four people were reported killed and more than a dozen injured in attacks across several regions, including Kherson, Kharkiv, and Odessa. For Kiev resident Andriy Stets, the Christmas season brought fear rather than celebration after his apartment building was damaged. My morning started in the shelter. He says about the recent attack that also injured several people in Kiev. Then I went to work. When I got on the bus, I saw a Shahed drone flying above my head. It passed over me at the Mriya bus stop. Then I heard a loud crack of wood and it detonated. We have three children, a 13-year-old, an 11-year-old and a 3-month-old baby. I don't know what to do next. Ukrainian officials said Kiev responded with strikes deep inside Russia using British-supplied Storm Shadow cruise missiles to hit the Novoshantysk oil refinery in Russia's Rostov region. Ukrainian long-range drones also reportedly set oil product tanks on fire at Russia's port of Temriuk and struck a major natural gas processing plant in Orenburg, hundreds of kilometers or miles from the Ukrainian border. Kiev says such attacks are aimed at cutting Moscow's ability to finance the war through energy revenues. Ukrainian forces also reported a surprise takeover of a town near the front lines, dealing a setback to Russian positions despite harsh winter conditions, a move officials said underscored Kiev's ability to launch sudden counter-operations. Yet the fighting highlights growing concern that the war, believed to have killed or wounded more than 1 million people, is far from over. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.